Bechavod. With your permission. Usually, the Shabbat after Shavuot is Parashat Naso. Usually. At least in America. Parashat Naso, one of the subjects is Nazir. Person wants to be a Nazir, step on himself, not to have wine. Includes the same thing, he should not take a haircut, should not go to cemetery. And Torah calls him Kadosh. Something the Gemara says equal to Kohen Gadol. The level of the Kohen Gadol, the Aaron is being called Kodesh Kodashim, the holiest of the holiest. But the Torah gives us an adjective to a Kohen, Kadosh. Just the Gemara, Nazir is also Kadosh. By taking upon himself not to have wine, it's Kadosh. It's a little, if I may say, needs some explanation. Amar compares him to Kohen Gadol. Amar says, the Kohen Gadol, they walk on the street and they find a dead man. Who should take care of him? It's a question. It means by the question you see, that it's not just, you know, a dry statement, he's holy. They really compare him to Kohen Gadol. And says, what has to do with it? Because he took upon himself not to have wine? So, he's not going to have wine. What does it mean exactly to own and a compliment from Hashem, Kadosh? The next subject, right after Kohanim, after Nazir, is Birkat Kohanim. Excuse me. Birkat Kohanim. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Aaron. That's what you have to do. It's a special mitzvah to bless some Israel. So the first sentence, it goes like this, the way the Gemara explained. He says it's a very powerful thing. Chachamim tell us that because Kohanim is the real bracha of a person, and you have to go around to ask for brachot from people. It's direct from Hashem. Vani avochem. Says the Gemara, the Kohanim, they have to lift the hands. The Zohar says the right hand should be a little bit higher than the left hand. And the Zohar says the Kohen knows if his bracha really took place and did the job by feeling his hands. If his hands are heavy, then it means this bracha is having a hard time to get a destination. If he can hold his hand light, says the Zohar, it means now the Kohen knows the bracha was doing the right thing. So again, the first sentence is, V'erech Hashem Yishmerecha. It's me. V'erech Hashem Yishmerecha. Hashem should bless you and should watch over you. Whether you should know, somebody had no children, went to Rabbi Lupion. They told him, listen, and every cut Kohanim in Israel they have every day. It says, when you stand in front of the Kohanim, stand with the two hands like this, like a poor man all the time. The bracha should come into your hands. And the Zohar says, Chachamim say, the hands have 10 fingers, and the Kohanim goes up if I may say, 10 levels. And first bracha, Hashem will bless you and will watch over you. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean Hashem is going to bless you? The Gemara says Hashem is going to bless you with money. You have money. It's called Yivarechecha. Hashem will bless you with money. Zem v'yishmerecha. Hashem will watch over you. Says the Gemara, that what's going to do is if somebody has money and people steal from him. In time of Gemara, Chachamim, robbers all over, robbing people. So if Hashem is going to bless you and they're going to rob you, didn't accomplish anything. Says the Gemara, when the Kohen gives the bracha, it says, V'yishmerecha, Hashem is going to watch over your money. And nobody is going to take your money. It says, if somebody steals money, somebody lost money, it says, missing V'yishmerecha. Means Hashem did not watch you. It's the Kavanah. When the Kohen has this Kavanah, that's what he blesses us. He tells us, Hashem will bless us, bless you with money, and Hashem will watch over you, that nobody should rob you. So yeah, that's bracha. Very good bracha. And this is the most important thing. Yeah, somebody needs parnasa and they say, hey, if you're getting a bracha from Hashem directly, so the first question is, if Hashem must be giving bracha, Hashem giving the bracha. Why the Kohen is giving bracha? And the Gemara says as well, says, really, the Kohen is going to say it, and Hashem really is going to do it. But Hashem says, I'm going to bless them. You're going to bless them, so why do they have to bless? And when they bless, so, the most important thing is not money. Of course, money is important, but that's not the first thing. Obviously, you see, the next two sentences, means the next two brachot, they have nothing to do with money. Here, Hashem b'nav lecha v'chuneka, the second sentence, is Hashem should look at you with a smiley face. It means, you should find favor in Hashem's eyes. This should have been before money. It's much more important for a person that Hashem likes him and Hashem looks at him, rather than to tell Hashem, I want money, and Hashem, this is also what I would like also, you should look at me with favorite eyes. That means, Ya'ir Hashem Panam Alecha. Levi Chuneka means something else also. It means that Hashem should give you favorite in eyes of people. That Hashem should give you whatever you need, easy, not money, anything. You need a shiduch, you need children, you need health, everything. I say again, this is not secondary, it should be much before having money. The third sentence, Sa Hashem Pana Melecha, Hashem Lecha Shalom, says the Gemara, it means that Hashem should control his anger. At you. This comes after the first one, the second one. It should be the first one. The first, you ask Hashem, listen, don't be angry with me. Because if Hashem is angry, the person is in danger for his life. As well, anything else he won't get from Hashem. If Hashem is angry at him, he won't get anything. No panasa, no money, nothing. And Hashem is not going to watch over him. So this is the third one. The Gemara explains to us, Hashem will conquer his anger. He'll conquer them. Yasim Lecha Shalom, give you peace. Peace, the Gemara says, you know, the most important thing is peace. The most important. The Gemara says, 2 weeks ago, Parashat Bechukotai, Tati Shalom Baretz. There's no peace, the Gemara says, nothing's worth it. If you keep the mitzvot, Hashem will give you rain, and you're going to have prosperity, and you're going to have so much wheat, and so much grape, so many grapes, everything. The Torah says, Says the Gemara, what are you trying to tell me? The Gemara says, I won't tell you. It's these little pieces. It's worthless, the whole thing. There's nothing. And I got nothing. Here, the Kohanim gives a bracha. Yasem lecha shalom. The last one. No, the last one. It should be the first one. The Gemara says, if no piece, nothing. It's true. You also end Shemoneshre. Mevarech tamo Yisrael b'shalom. It's a question over there also. Same question. That'll be the last one. It'll be the first. The first thing you have to ask for peace. Peace between people, peace of mind. Peace is the most important thing. So the Kohen says, Simcha Shalom. I shouldn't give you peace. Now you tell me, give me peace. And Samu, Shmi, Abnei Yisrael, Bani Avachem, the Rekat Kohanim ends. In the Torah, let the Kohanim put the name of Hashem. Ever since the Kohen gives the bracha, it's not just the bracha. The Kohen has the power to put Hashem's name on us. V'ani Avachem. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Since Hashem said, listen, I'm the one that's going to bless at the end. I'm going to bless at the end. So if you're going to bless at the end, so what do you need the Kohanim? Whoever deserves the bracha, Hashem will give it to you. What do you need a coin for? You don't need a coin. And the coin probably doesn't have energy and power to bless somebody unless it's that somebody is eligible, qualified to get a bracha. If somebody, Rasha Chas Shalom, comes to a coin, then give me a bracha. The coin give me a bracha. The bracha is not valid. It's nothing. It's a joke. You can't give a bracha to somebody that doesn't have a bracha. Even though the coin, the Zohar says, is Isha Chesed, is master of kindness, but still, at the end of the day, Hashem is the one that releases the brachot. So if that's the case, I don't need the coin at all. A special bracha, special mitzvah, 630 mitzvot. So the Gemara describes how important it is, the bracha of the coin. And important for the coin to give bracha. The Gemara says the coin, every time that he gives bracha, Hashem blesses him. The Gemara says the Kohen, if he gave it to the Birkat Kohanim in Bab Knesset, he went to the Knesset, it's over there, same thing. Another one. Sivanu Mikdashot Shel Aaron. Hashem commanded me to say another Birkat Kohanim. I said, well, you prayed already. You prayed in that Minyan. You got another Minyan, another Birkat Kohanim. It's a mitzvah, special mitzvah for the Kohen. And the Gemara says, the more the Kohen blesses, excuse me, the more Hashem blesses the Kohen. He says, how powerful is this mitzvah? But it came after Nazir. I think it came after Nazir. Right after that, the next paragraph is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan. And they see him, the president, the sacrifice, everything. What? It's not it. What has to do now? I have Nazir, okay. Have a Kohanim, and now I have the Mishkan. And Moshe opened the Mishkan, and every tribe, every day, for the next 12 days, they sacrificed everything. How come it came over here now? You don't have to do it now. This is not the right place for this in the Torah anyway. You should have been before. This is what Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We already at Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Let's think Parashah, we already at Rosh Chodesh Iyar. B'chodesh Hashini. The Torah is not in order. But I know Moshe opened the Mishkan already in Parashat Pekudei. In Sefer Shemot, Moshe opened the Mishkan. Not now. Moshe came from Shamayim. It was Yom Kippur. I told them, Israel, please, give donation. The Torah tells us, everybody gave donation, and everybody made, and the Torah describes, finished, the Mishkan was finished. So, tell me what happened. So, what happened was that every tribe brought a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every day, okay, then the Torah could have continued, tell us about the sacrifices, what is the sacrifices, and what is the halachot of the sacrifices. The first Torah finished all Sefer Vayikra, the whole book of Vayikra. We learn about all the sacrifices, and the Moadim, and the curses. And then the Torah is going to tell us, listen, Moshe finished the Mishkan. I said, I know Moshe finished the Mishkan. It's not now, it's 3 months ago. Sefer Shemot. Parashat Vayakel Pekudei, it says Moshe finished the Mishkan, Moshe could not enter the Mishkan, or the smoke over there. So the Gemara tells us like this. Adam HaRishon, after he ate from Etz HaDaat, from the tree, He made himself some kind of a cover, like a bathing suit. And then the Torah says, after Hashem spoke to him, Hashem made for him El Chava clothing. Not only Hashem made the clothing for them, Hashem dressed them in the text, in the Torah. They weren't paralyzed, they weren't kids. The Gemara says Adam Rishon was born equal to a teenager, like 20 years old. Adam Rishon got up, he looked like a 20 years old man. So after he ate from the tree, Hashem made him clothing and Hashem dressed him. Hashem should dress him. Nothing's wrong. Hashem should have brought him the clothing. He said, please get dressed. Hashem is to dress him. Who wants Hashem to dress him? And then the Gemara says like this. What kind of a clothing will the clothing that looked at Adam Rishon? What was it? What was it? Jalabiya? Was a frak or kapet shel hasidim? What says bigdei kohuna? Hashem made for Adam Rishon the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, then Adam Rishon was chased out of Gan Eden. And again, when he died, he had the title Kohen Gadol because of his clothing. And after that, the next Kohen Gadol was Noah. Noah had the clothing. And he was the Kohen Gadol. And then in the Teva, one day Noah came, and the lion beat him. Not beat him with his teeth, just bang on him. And just the Gemara says, Noah became crippled. For a Kohen Gadol cannot be crippled, so Shem became the Kohen Gadol. Continues the Torah. And Torah says, the first time it says in the Torah the word Kohen, you find when Avraham Avinu came, Avraham was 52 years old. And according to most of Chachamim, was the First World War. And he came back from the war. And the king of Sodom met him. And he told him, give me back my people. And you can keep the fortune. Avraham Avinu said, I swear in Hashem's name. He raised his hand. And he says, I raise in Hashem's name. I'm not going to take anything from you. In this episode, the Torah tells us, Avinu came back from the war, he meets Shem. Hu Kohen Lekel Elyon. This Shem is a Kohen. He's Noach's son. Chavim said probably the first time Avraham met him. And the Torah says that Mr. Shem said to Avraham, Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyon, bless Avraham Avinu, for Hashem. Says the Gemara, when Avraham heard it also, he protested. He said, why are you saying first my name? First said, Baruch Hashem. Then you say, Baruch Avraham. Says the Gemara, Hashem heard it in Shamayim. This guy, Shem, first so-called blessed Avraham, and then blessed Hashem. So the Gemara says like this. Hashem, in a way, wanted Kohen HaGadol, that is Shem, to inherit that to his own children, to grandchildren. And Avraham just comes from Shem's third son, Achbarshan. Hashem had two other boys before Avraham's great grandfather. So the Gemara, Shem decided, oh, no. This Shem will not inherit to his firstborn child to be a Kohen after him. Who is the next Kohen? In this case, the Kohen after Shem? Avraham. Even Avinu is 10 generations after this guy, Shem. Nevertheless, attack Kohen Olam. Hashem told Avraham, you're the Kohen now. Kohen, Avraham Avinu had the clothing. And then, after Avraham Avinu was Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak is Yaakov. And if after Yaakov was Yosef, Levi, and then Aaron HaKohen, so now it's Aaron HaKohen. There's a gap between Yaakov and the next one, Gadol, is Aaron HaKohen. This is at the time Abraham Avinu was 52 years old. Hashem told him, you're going to be a Kohen. I says, why am I Kohen? Why am I Kohen? He says, listen, this guy, your great-grandfather, Shem, 10 generations older than you, he did not say the right thing. He said first, bless you, and then bless me, Hashem said first. He said, Baruch Abraham, and he says, Kedel Yon, and he says, no Kohen. So why Abraham is a Kohen? It's nothing to do with Abraham Avinu. Why did he become? Time it became Kohen. So the Torah says, the Gemara says, the episode goes a Kohen Gadol has to be 100% that his hands are very pure. If the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippur to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, like any tefillah of us, goes via our hands. So the Ari says, if a person's hands are not clean, pure, Neki chapayim avar levam, that's the mizmor of Parnasa, the first condition, as soon as comes Rosh Hashanah, I say people, you know, like to open their chal, and read mizmor of Parnasa, I say, that mizmor, it says, yes, Hashem owns everything, Hashem out to Noah, who is going to climb up, mi alevar Hashem, who is going to, Neki chapayim, I say, David Amir says, your hands have to be pure and clean. Cesare, pure and clean from things. But one of the things is clean completely from theft. How far it goes, the Gemara tells us, was a thief in the time of the Gemara, and we couldn't catch the thief. One day, one of the Chachamim saw someone that he dries his hands in somebody else's towel. He said, that's the thief. It was missing a silver cup, very expensive silver cup. Couldn't find the thief. So they caught the guy, the Gemara says, they tied him up and says, listen, please admit you're the thief. He said, yeah, I stole the cup. That's Chachamim. How do you know this guy is a thief? And says, he tried his hands in somebody else's towel. Oh, big deal. What is this? I says, a person has to be clean completely from theft. I mean, a small thing like this, the person thinks it's nothing. What's the big deal? So it's not my pen. Okay, I use the pen, doesn't matter whose pen is it. Big deal. So what if I use somebody else's pen? So what? What if I use somebody else's towel? Oh, sorry, if I make a U-turn on somebody else's driveway. What's nothing? It's just theft. It's nothing. It's just theft. So Chachamim says that's what the parnasa of a person comes that your hands are says to be 100% pure. And he says if somebody stole anything in his hand, he can pay all his life. Maybe Hashem will grant him parnasa, but not because he prays, because he's good. Hashem has some kind of calculation why he wants this guy to have money. But if you want to have money and you have to have it because Hashem wants to give it to you because you deserve it, Niki Chapar. Here comes the Gemara, the Torah will tell us the story, how the story goes. So this Adam HaRishon was lying on the floor before he got up. The angels asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the one that lies over here on the floor. Is he the designated person that you had in mind? Hashem said, no, it's not. I know what's going to do soon. So the angels asked Hashem, what is he going to do? He just said, Hashem said to the angel, he's going to steal from the tree. We like to think that Adam HaRishon, the problem was he ate from the tree. No. The problem was that he stole from the tree, not he ate from the tree. That, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon in his clothing, says, something should do teshuvah. That he stole. I see what you're missing. You should be in the Kohen Gadol. But not the Kohen Gadol. It's not the Tamidash, you don't do anything. But the reason is And he says it's not because he ate from the tree, because he stole from the tree. Hashem doesn't care less if you eat from the tree. But Hashem cares if a person steals. Gezel. The Torah will tell us soon, Dor Mabul, Hashem destroyed the world with the flood, it's because of people stole. Gemara says, Kupa shel Avonot, basket of sins. Gezel mekatot v'rosh. Hashem hates, Sonei Gezel ba'olam. Hashem hates theft. It's a secret, why? So here, it is the Kohen HaGadol that lost his job as a Kohen HaGadol, and says, because he stole. The next one says, the Gemara says, Noach. Noach got drunk. He says, why did he get drunk? He says, because he planted a little bush, a little plant of a vineyard. And it's the whole thing. The Satan came over to him. He told him how to water it. And this is right away, grapes came and he squeezed the grapes and was very alcoholic. And he drank and he got drunk and finished out of the history. He says, what's behind it? I says, you stole also. And he didn't steal. He didn't steal exactly. But Hashem told him, listen, you bring into the Teva food that you can eat. You can't bring to the Teva things just, you know, to put in the Teva. I said, leave everything outside. Don't bring it to the Teva. Now, if you bring something from outside that you're not supposed to, it means you stole from outside. You stole. I said, the Gemara, in the Torah, the Gemara says, it says in the text, Hashem said, the Torah says, Hashem told Noach, listen, you're going to bring things to the Teva that you can eat and the animals. He says, what is this vineyard branch doing in the Teva? What's that doing in the Teva? You brought it without permission. Without permission, it means you took something. Hashem says, Hashem owns everything. If you say bracha, then Hashem allows you to use it. I says, if Hashem tells you just to bring inside just things that you may eat, if you and animals, who had to bring that one? I says, lost the corner. That's what the Torah says, the Gemara says, that one day, when he brought food to the lion hit him. The lion hit him, and he became crippled. I says, what did they do? The Gemara says, no, I said, I don't know. The lion said, where were you? I said, what do you mean, where was I? I was busy all day giving food to the animals. I said, it's true, 100% true. But, I said, no, you have a theft in the Teva. You brought to the Teva something that you stole from outside. It's not yours, it's Hashem. Hashem didn't tell you to bring it in. Why did you cut it from the ground? Lost. Then, the next one, online is Shem, his son. He must say Shem. Shem, he came out of the Teva. Noach was crippled, could not sacrifice Shem. Then the Gemara says, when Avraham Avinu is 52 years old, he meets this guy Shem. This guy Shem, he gives Avraham a bracha before he gives Hashem. Hashem says, I says, Avraham, you. He says, why me? So in the text, the Torah says that Avraham Avinu was able to get back all the fortune. We're talking about a lot of fortune, the Gemara says. Avraham Avinu was able to take back from the four kings that they robbed everybody. And that's the halacha. The halacha is if you bring something from a war, you don't give it back. It's called looting. And actually, the king of Sodom tells Abraham, keep everything. The Torah in the text says, Abraham raised his hand and said, listen, I swear in Hashem's name, I don't take nothing from you. Hashem gives everything. I don't want you to say, you put it on the internet, say, I made Abraham rich. Now, when he was 52, he came back from the war. That's what he did. As I said, Hashem said, look. Person has to know that Hashem gives him panos, Hashem gives him money, Hashem gives it to him. And Hashem gives it to him, and he wants only from Hashem. Let's say, Mekat Amazon, Ki im liyadcha mleya, ptucha, kdusha, v'arachava, v'me bosh v'olam hazeh, v'me olam hava. He says, the person needs a panas, huh? He says, you have to know, it's not a customer, and it's not a supplier, it's not a new ideas, invention, means nothing. Avraham Avinu was the master of the Munayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he showed that time, he gave back all the looting, all the money. He said, I don't need nothing from you, I need only from Hashem. Only Hashem gives it to me. Hashem is telling me, Ata Kohen Olam. You see the Kohen. Let's call a Kohen. That's how the Kohen in terms of Tamikdash. The Kohen, the Levim had no real estate, no nothing. No job, no nothing. Nothing. Hashem will not have a Torah. Hashem, you're a Kohen, you work for Hashem, Hashem takes care of you. Hashem takes care of you. Now the Kohen became very rich, but not because they were looking for a job. Hashem gives you, falls into your hand. You get up in the morning, you can find the gold coin in your hand. So you don't know. And this is the lesson that Avraham Avinu taught us. The opposite of Adam HaRishon. The opposite. This Gemara says, El Tzot Hashem V'Aretz V'Varam, B'Zchut Avraham Avinu. The world stayed B'Zchut Avraham. Master of Emunah and Hashem on the Parnasa, on the fortune. That's the biggest test, the Gemara says. The test that person has, he should know his biggest test is money. Yesh lo mane, otze matayim. Yesh lo matayim, otze abamor. En adamet, chastav otov yado. Gemara says, a person, even on his death bed, he still wants to make some more money, even though that he has already enough, and he's dying. Even half of his desire for money is not still not happy. So because we're missing the emunah. The master says, gezel. A person likes to have a not kosher dollar in his pocket. I said, better. I said, I like it. I stole money. The shoshan dame ham dato, says the Gemara. He said, where did you get it? Our grandfather, from Adam HaRishon. He stole from the tree. That's the way the Torah describes it. When Chava looked at the tree, she said, oh, such a nice tree. I have to have it. What does that do with it? Nice or not nice? No. Because she had so much desire to have it. So she stole it from the tree. And then Adam HaRishon, he stole it from the tree. So Avraham Avinu is the first one, if we may say, that got the title Kohen from Hashem because he doesn't need anything. And he only wants from Hashem. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, the first bracha in Birkat Kohanim, Echa Hashem Mishmerecha Echa Hashem Mimamon. It means that you should have parnasa. It means Hashem should give it to you. Like Avraham Avinu said. Says the Gemara, the first bracha of Kohanim, Bizkut Avraham Avinu. Vishmerecha. Hashem is going to watch over your money. It's not alarm system, insurance, this, nothing. If this is Hashem, Hashem watches over you. I says, why is the first bracha? Because the first bracha is the most important one, is to have the title of Kohen Gadol. Adam HaRishon, Noach, Hashem lost Kohen Gadol. And Hashem gave it to Abraham. Hashem gave it to Abraham because Abraham, Avinu, with his money, he showed the world, he swore, I don't take any money from you. That's really what Shlomo HaMelech said. Don't expect for presents. Don't expect it. Somebody gives you, okay. But you don't love the person because he gave you this. This is from Hashem. And actually, immediately after, Avraham Avinu comes to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem tells him, go to Eretz Yisrael, says, I'm going to bless you. Hashem said to him, Va'avarcha mevarachecha. I'm going to bless the one that is going to bless you. So he says, excuse me, what is exactly Hashem? Who is going to bless Avraham Avinu? He says, no, it doesn't go that. It goes on Avraham's children. So Avraham's children, who is going to bless them? The Gemara says, the Kohanim. Avraham was notified by Hashem. Now it's Avraham is 75 years old. That time he was 52. Hashem says, you go to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm telling you something. And Eretz Yisrael is going to bring out Kohanim over there. And every time he's going to bring out Kohanim, it says, I'm going to bless the one that blesses Am Yisrael. Why? Because of Kohen Gadol. So the Zohar says the root of all this is Avraham Avinu because he's master of kindness. So the Zohar, if you're master of kindness, so you want to give. So then you give a bracha to the people. Hashem wants only the Kohanim to give us a bracha because again, they don't have any real estate. They don't have anything from people. They get from Hashem everything. And I says, now, the Kohanim is standing in front of the Kohanim today. What did you say? I said, I'm going to tell you something. If you give me like Avraham Avinu, you get the blessing. Yeah. This is called Birkat Kohanim. It's not the Kohen gives you a bracha. Hashem chose the Kohen to give me a bracha. Hashem could have given me the bracha directly. So why did the Kohen give it to me?
Because Hashem wants you to understand the bracha is a coin, is going to give it to you. You know why this guy is a coin? Because his grandfather was a coin. You know who is a coin? Aaron a coin. You know who was before Aaron a coin? The first time it says in the Torah coin, it says Shem. It says Shem lost his coin. Shem was a coin gadol. He lost it. It says Hashem gave it to Avraham Avinu. To the first bracha, you have to have in mind. Avraham, you say Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says, have in mind Avraham Avinu. As what I made of Avraham Avinu. This is the one. This is Avraham Avinu. At that time in the Torah says. The Torah says when Shem was a Kohen Agadol, and he met Avraham Avinu, he came from the Ur. So he gave Avraham Avinu wine. You read the Torah, he says, this is the wine that was served in that episode, made the Kohen Agadol lose his job. Then the Kohen Agadol was Shem, and he said, bless Avraham Avinu. Bless Avraham Avinu. He says, the wine takes the person away from Hashem. First, the Torah says, Parashat Nazir, no wine. You're going to be holy like the Kohen Agadol. What has to do Kohen Agadol with Nazir? Both called Kadosh. What is Kadosh? I said, listen, Kohen Agadol has to do with wine. Because the first time it says in the Torah, Kohen, it says wine. He gave wine. As is, he gave wine. It's true, you hinted something about wine. As is, wine, the Gemara says, can take you off the ballot. That happened to Noah. Look what happened to Noah. Became drunk. What happened to Noah? Because he took the bench of the vineyard in the temple. Why did you take it? Who told you to take it? No, you wanted to have some wine, right? You love wine. It says, Nazir, fix it. You fix, you are on the level of the Kohen Agadol. That's the Gemara says. So this Chacham said, this is the bracha that you stand in front of the Kohen, he gives the bracha, v'chashem yishmerecha, and says, bless me, I am blessed to you, b'zat Hashem, parnasat Torah, b'zat Hashem, b'zat Hashem, b'zat Hashem, yeah. If you on the track of Avraham Avinu, yes, I'm blessed. This is the second paragraph, the second sentence, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, it's Yitzchak Avinu. He gave his life to Hashem and Akedat Yitzchak. You ready to do anything to sacrifice yourself to Hashem? And says the Gemara, says, no, Hashem is going to be smile to you, Hashem is going to be very happy with you. V'chuneko, the Gemara says, one of the Kavanot is Rufa Shlema, Hashem give it to you. I say, it's Chutzchak Abinu. You have to be up to it. You know, just take for granted a blessing. And that's not going to work. This is Yaakov Abinu. Simcha Shalom. I said, Yaakov Avinu is Shalom. I said, what's Shalom? And I said, that Laban chased Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov, and he screamed at him. I said, I could have killed you. And the Gemara says, Yaakov is down to earth. He says nothing. He says, what did he do? Why are you running after me? I didn't do nothing. I didn't steal from you. The Gemara says, the humbleness of Yaakov and the honesty of Yaakov, Hashem loves it the most. Hashem said Yaakov is the best. Of course, he's after a woman, Yitzchak. That's called Bechir Avot. The best is Yaakov because of his humbleness, because of his righteousness, because of his honesty. And he says, Yaakov Avinu gets up after the dream. And he says, Shavti b'shalom b'tabi, I want to come peace. He says, it's because Yaakov. That's the last thing. It's peace is b'shut Yaakov. Because Yaakov prayed for peace. He said, well, you get peace? Yeah. You get peace. Rashi says in Gemara, you know when the Israel will have peace in Eretz Israel? When they're going to be humble down to earth? Not because they're going to brag about that we are the strongest one, we have the high tech, and even. You have to be down to earth, says Rashi. Then you know Hashem is going to come because of your humbleness. This is the humbleness of Yaakov Avinu. So Gemara says, advanced in the shall avot. Hashem loves the humbleness of Yaakov and his honesty, and says, then you have peace. So you climb. First, Baruch Hu is the Zechut Avraham Avinu. We have to say, everything is Hashem, the emunah in Hashem, my partner says from Hashem, that Hashem is going to work for you. The second one, you have to, after you have emunah, it says, how much is emunah, Yitzchak Avinu, you sacrifice yourself. Then, the most important thing is shalom, it's true, it's true. But that shalom comes only after Abraham and Yitzchak. It's not, you cannot ask for shalom. Shalom is a stage. And that stage of shalom is after Abraham and Yitzchak. That's why I'm saying, Hashem said that it's a powerful, it's Birkat Kohanim, to lead us to that stage that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov got. It's called Bakol, Bakol Kol.
Amen. The rabbi will not be here next week. He will be in Israel.
So please tell ours.
Okay.
Tell ours or tell another. Tell other people if you have this problem.
Shabbat shalom.